This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 42. Get 18 ways to end an English email like a boss.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. How can you end an email in English the right way? It really depends on who you're sending it to. Listen in today for 18 ways to end an email correctly in English.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything going?
I am great. How are you?
Good, good. Guys, if you have just started listening to All Ears English, Michelle is on the show most of the time, but once in a while we get lucky and we get to have Aubrey on the show. So exciting.
Yes, it's so fun to be over here. I love the All Ears English audience. I get to chat with them often on Clubhouse, which is fun.
Yeah,
and so yeah, it's fun to be over here.
Yeah, we're on all the socials, guys. We're on WeChat, we're on Clubhouse, we're on TikTok. Aubrey, we are all over the socials.
Everywhere.
And we do like to talk about business English for you guys, because we know, you know, sending an email is a big deal, right? Because we do get judged on how we send that email by whoever's receiving it, right?
Exactly. We don't want you guys to be stressed about this. If you have to send an email in English, mm-hmm. we don't want you to be worried that you're not ending it correctly. How do I end it? So this today will clear that up for you.
Let's clear it up. So let's go into, we're going to give you guys a bunch of vocab today. Today's all about the vocabulary, and we're going to break this down by business emails, academic emails, and family, friends, casual emails. Okay.
Nice.
So we're talking about it all today, but get out your notes, get out your pen and paper, and get ready to write this down. So this is just today talking about ending the email, right, Aubrey? We're not talking about the middle of the email or the beginning.
Yep, exactly, right? When you sign off, you want to say something that's pretty natural, and you want to make sure that it's appropriate for the email. So yeah. We'll first talk about business emails. When you sign off a business email, you don't want to say love.
Don't do that.
You got to be professional.
And also, I would say, let's talk about the no's first, the big no-nos, the things to avoid, right, Aubrey? Avoid.
Yeah.
I've actually seen someone write once just bye, like writing bye at the end of the email. Don't do that. Like BYE, like goodbye.
Way too casual.
And we just don't write that. We don't write bye.
Yeah, that's a good point. We only say that. So not only is it too casual, like we would never write that.
Exactly. So what should we do in a business email then? What are a few that we should write?
You can sign off with best regards,
mm-hmm.
or just best by mm-hmm. itself, or regards by itself. All of these are really great professional ways to end a business email.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think I was watching a sitcom on Netflix the other night, and I think it might've been Sex and the City, actually, where Carrie was dating someone, and the guy left her house in the morning, and he wrote a note and he said, "I'm going to do this best," and the guy's name. And she was very offended by that because it felt too distant. right?
Interesting. That's, yeah, because it's not really how you would, definitely not with a close friend or family, right? It does feel more professional, more
too distant, you know, if you're dating someone. So this works really just for business, I think. Even for friends, I feel like it's a little distant if you're writing a card, like a birthday card or something. Does it feel that way to you or no?
Definitely. It's very much sort of keeping someone at arm's length, right? Mm-hmm. Keeping the relationship very professional. Yep. So if you're wanting to let someone know how much you care about them, you would not want to sign something with just best.
Exactly.
Or regards.
Exactly. So we'll get to those and how to sign off at the end. So, and did we do the last two, Aubrey, or?
No, we have two more good ones. Okay. Warm regards. I really love this. I feel like it's definitely professional for a business email, but giving that little bit of a personal touch.
Nice. I like that too. And then respectfully, I like this one, especially if you are emailing about something intense or something heavy or, you know, something like that. And it's formal, but it's a little friendly, I think.
Yeah. And guys, notice the lack of sincerely here, because I know you've seen in textbooks to end letters and emails with sincerely, but it's sort of outdated. I rarely see anyone end an email with sincerely. We do not recommend it.
That's a good point. And, you know, over on the IELTS Energy podcast, which is where Aubrey hangs out most of the time, right? You guys talk about the IELTS exam, the general task one letter for the writing test, right, Aubrey? And so,
luckily for writing task one, you are provided with how you should begin the letter and sign off. Or, you know, there we do say just sincerely, just use sincerely every time.
Okay.
Because for this letter, that's something you don't want to be thinking about. You don't want to be wasting time for, no matter who it's to, because the examiner isn't looking at that word to score you, right?
Good.
So you want to have it be the same one every time just to make sure you spell it correctly. Just leave that as is and then worry about the body of your letter to make sure that you're scoring highly.
Got it. Wow. We're so lucky that we have that examiner insight over there with you and Jessica. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes,
so
it makes a huge difference, because if you go in on test day with not knowing for sure that you have strategies, you have advice from an IELTS expert, you won't be as confident. You're like, you know, am I ready? Do I have all the right strategies? You want that confidence on test day.
Yep. There's no room in your mind to be second guessing your understanding of the test when you walk into that test, right?
Exactly.
So I love it. All right. So this is great. So let's come back to this. So business emails, guys, as we've just said, you know, one more time, best regards, warm regards, or respectfully. So now let's go into academic emails.
Yeah. And this is interesting because any of the above would work for academic emails. If you're emailing a professor or a research assistant, right? Any of those work great. Mm-hmm. And then you can also end with thank you or thanks so much.
Yeah, I end a lot of emails this way with just thanks so much. Mm-hmm. I just think you can't say thank you enough. Sometimes I say thank you twice in one email. Yes. I just feel like you can't go wrong, you know? And it's just friendly, but it's not too casual. It's not too formal. It's not too close. It's not too distant. It's just
good. I agree. Especially if you're asking something of someone in an email, however, you know, casual of a request it is, or something they know they had to do anyway, it's still just nice to have that sign off be thanks.
100%. So guys, you can't go wrong with that one. All good with that one. Now let's get into the more family friendly, casual, maybe neighbors, that kind of thing.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yes, perfect.
Right.
So take care. This is funny. My husband and I have this funny joke where if we're leaving somewhere, you know, we've just paid for something or we've eaten and someone says, take care. Uh-huh. We always say, they just threatened me. Just to be funny. Because you could think about with the wrong intonation if you're like, take care.
Oh my gosh. Very sinister.
It's like you're telling them to watch their back, like telling them to watch out.
That's
and
so
of course,
funny.
Usually when people say that, they of course they don't mean that, but it's just funny to pretend they are.
That's hilarious. I say that all the time. We can never meet up in person, Aubrey.
No, right? Like she keeps threatening me.
That's so funny. So, okay, then let me come back to you. So what do you tend to say, Aubrey, when you, let's say for your volleyball team, your neighbors, your friends, you're playing volleyball. You shared with us on a previous episode that you're playing a lot of volleyball, right?
Yes.
So what do you say when you say goodbye at the end of, in an email, let's say you email them and you sign off. What would you say to them, to your team?
Yeah, I think I still often will just say thanks, right? If I've emailed them about plans for something we're doing right away, and then to be like, thanks, comma, Aubrey.
Right? Got it.
It's tricky because it's not close personal friends. So I still wouldn't sign it like love or XO or hugs, right? Those are all great ways to sign off for maybe my sister or my mom, my daughter, right? Mm-hmm. Very close relationships. But for more like acquaintances, friends that I play volleyball with, that's a kind of a specific relationship that's almost more like business. It's more hands off.
Got it. Good to know. Okay. Well, I mean, it's business. You got to schedule your next game and show up and all the who's bringing, the snacks, who's bringing the drinks after, all that good stuff.
Right. It's interesting because lots of people play volleyball with friends and close family members. So that would change. It all depends on the relationship you have with the person you're writing, right?
Okay. So good. And then another one that I like is all the best. I see this one is a little more distant. Mm-hmm. You're not going to say this to like your parents or your siblings, right? It's too distant. But I think maybe for a family friend, like for example, I was on the phone on Sunday with a friend of my dad's, like this guy that my dad went to optometry school with, and I was asking him for some advice on real estate in Denver. And I emailed him and I signed off all the best because we're friendly, but we're not
formal.
That close. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that because a lot of these, the way to sign off an email are quite a bit more casual and informal. This is one that's appropriate for a friend or someone that, it's a little more casual, but also a little more formal, a little more respectful.
Yes, I love it. So good. Is there anything else, Aubrey, that we should mention to our listeners that they could use in that email?
Sign it off with, talk soon or speak soon, see you later or just later. All of these that are sort of saying like, I'm going to talk to you soon.
All work. And then later is very casual.
Yes.
I almost feel like I use that more in spoken English, actually, or I personally don't really use it. I think of like a 14-year-old skater dude. Later.
Yeah, that's true. I probably wouldn't sign an email later. I see that my daughter will text me that sometimes instead of see you later today. She'll just say later.
Yeah, that's very teenager-y. So guys, if you're younger, then that's fine. And, I like that. I think there's a bit of a culture. Well, cheers is good, right? So that's friendly. Maybe you're inviting close friends to a party. You're telling them about a Christmas party you're having or a holiday party, right? Cheers.
Yeah, that's really friendly and fun to just sign off with. Cheers. I feel like Jessica does that sometimes. She'll sign it off cheers and it's fun.
Yeah. And I also think that this is kind of international. I think I hear Australian English speakers doing this a lot, or maybe it's British English or both. Right. So I see this more outside of the US for native speakers than inside the US. Right. And then there's ciao, which is always fun. If you've traveled a lot, you've learned Spanish or Italian, you just enjoy throwing that into your language. Maybe you're at a meetup, But here we're just talking about emails. I keep getting away from email for some reason in my head. But if you're emailing a friend, an international friend, and you've shared travel experiences, ciao is great too.
Yes. And it's interesting. I was chatting with a friend from Brazil and she was saying that ciao is hello in Portuguese.
Right.
So like ciao is hello.
Right.
But in the States, it would be goodbye. And I think in the same in Spanish, right? That ciao is goodbye. So it's funny because Portuguese and Spanish are so similar that it'd be interesting for this word that you use all the time to have a different meaning.
Yeah, that's really, and I think, isn't it in Italian? It's hello and goodbye. I feel like I want to say, so I'm sure we have Italian listeners that can let us know, guys. Let us know on the socials. And just real quick, two things we should avoid. Don't use abbreviations. Like don't do CU, like the letter C, the letter U. That's very juvenile, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think with the text, with how much we're texting these days, you might be tempted to put abbreviations, LOL, maybe even an emoji in an email. Mm-hmm. These are very inappropriate, of course, for business emails, but in any email, I don't love emojis in an email at all.
Yeah.
And they usually come across weird too. It depends on the, browser you're using. It just doesn't keep that with text.
Exactly. You want to make sure it renders correctly everywhere it turns up. So awesome. This has been really good, guys. There's a lot of different ways to end an email, but make sure you're doing it right with the right tone based on who you're writing to, right?
Yes, exactly. All right. Yes. Fun chatting with you today.
Okay, Aubrey, I'll see you in the next one. And guys, follow All Ears English. Subscribe. Don't miss it.
Yes. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.